Hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to your unconditional love activation. And truthfully, it's really an activation into your natural state of being, into who you really are. And welcome to the unbounded presence and energy that you truly are as a being. This is going to be a beautiful, amazing event. And I've been talking with guidance for the last, week about this, and especially the morning for the last, few hours. And I'm just so excited to be here and so excited that you're here to actually receive what they have in store for you. So how many of you guys are ready to actually fully allow yourself to give yourself the gift of unconditional love? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Awesome! Yay! It's time! So just for a moment, just admit to yourself, oh, okay, it's time. Why is it time? Because I'm choosing it to be time. It's the moment here where I am here to give me, this world, this universe of unconditional love that I am. And guess what? Nothing can stop me because nothing has ever... It's like... You don't have to let go of anything or become anything or anything to receive unconditional love. You just have to give yourself permission to have it. Okay. Now, when you bring in the unconditional love, you might find that tears flow as you release old emotions or old past memories or patterns start flooding out of your system. But those don't actually need to be gone in order for you to give yourself this. The first step is you going, okay, I'm going to give myself this. Why? Because I can, right? It's like there's nothing in your way. There's nothing that can hold you back because as you choose it, it is done. Okay. So is everybody clear on that piece?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome. So I'm excited that you're ready to actually bring this massive amount of unconditional love into your system. Now, I wanted to also start off just with a little bit of premise, just so that everybody can understand how to really play today. Now, self-love and unconditional love, allowing yourself to have this is your divine right. This is your divine universe. It's a gift that you give you, okay? So first off, you don't have to be anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything right. You don't have to undo the wrongness. You don't have to do any of that. You just get to go, I'm going to give this to me because I can. Okay. And this journey is required for you to actually participate in it. Okay. So somebody was saying, hey, what if I'm not feeling anything? Just notice that I'm not feeling anything is a box that you put yourself in, right? So when your mind thinks, I'm not feeling anything, it's like literally you take whatever your experience was going on there and you climb into that box that you've defined as nothing because there's no way for nothing to exist. And you start experiencing your life through the glass walls of that box. And you think, I'm here, I'm doing everything. I don't understand. Why am I not feeling anything? Well, because you told yourself, hey, I don't feel anything. So you're the god of your own experience. So if you say that, you're going to climb into that box and not feel anything. So here's how you get out of that box. Instead of going there, go, wow, what am I feeling here? Oh, wow, what else am I feeling? And follow that energetic line, that light pathway into this unconditional love. And so you're going to keep opening and expanding. And your participation is absolutely 100% required because unconditional love is something that you give to you. So the more you actually participate, the more you receive it. Okay. So is everybody clear on all that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Awesome. All right. So first off, let's bring you guys all the way up into the heavens and then we'll begin this amazing, awesome. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I'm so excited for you guys to have all this. So would you be willing to just to yourself, go, you know what? I'm taking these 3 hours for me to be completely present with self-love, completely present with myself and God, 100%. Let's play with this. Let's do this. I'm all in. Okay, so just take that. Good. Take that moment with yourself and just breathe in that beautiful gift of that commitment to yourself. Oh, feel you guys. It's all you can feel. It's already starting to come on, right? That's awesome. Okay, so now go ahead and open your bodies like a pipe. Allow the inside of your bodies to be nice and spacious. Ah, spacious, and allowing your chakras to kind of fall back onto your spine. There you go, and the inside of your body is just really spacious, beautiful. And let's root your feet all the way into the center of the earth. There you go. Feet all the way in the center of the earth there. Beautiful. Yeah. Feeling the energy of Mother Nature and God coming up through the earth, nurturing your body, letting your body know, ah, you're safe. You're safe. You're free. You're loved. You're nurtured. So just take a deep breath and fall into that energy for a moment. And allow yourself just to relax into that field of Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and even allow yourself to begin smelling the earth, the trees, the loving presence, opening up your feet chakras. There you go, to be one with the center of the earth. Beautiful. Feeling that really loving, luscious vibration coming up through your body. Beautiful. Now let's go ahead and expand your energy fields out as big as this universe. Oh, allow yourself to expand and relax. Good. All the way up in the sky and just deep down in the earth. Your being is now going on forever. Wonderful. Now bring your awareness up into the vibration of unconditional love. Beautiful. And unconditional love is something that is, it's, you're already loved. You could take like unconditional love and just replace it with, I'm already loved. And I'm already loved in a way actually matches the energy more correctly. Because unconditional love is almost like, well, I'm trying to attain this place of unconditional, but a lot of the times those places can be judged, right? Like, oh, unconditional love feels like this, conditional love feels like this, or here are my conditions, now I'm trying to get out of them and try to get to unconditional. The truth is, it's neither of those. Yeah, there you go. It's, oh, I am already loved. Every part of me, oh, is already loved. And the way that I see it is, the reality is kind of these fields of projections. And so we experience those projections, right? We experience our God energy and the God energy of love through those past experiences and through those projections. Well, just beyond every experience is you're already loved. Pure, unconditional, you're already loved. So right now, just, you know, feel into one experience in your body, maybe. Maybe you have like a little stuckness in your stomach or your heart or solar plexus. And just so feel into that energy. Can you feel that there's kind of this kind of static pattern, like, right? So that's where the energy is going. Okay, I'm kind of stuck here, right? I'm just vibrating like this. Now just go allow yourself to deepen into that experience just beyond the projection. Wow, just beyond the projection into the perfection. So fall into that energy of you're already loved. And this energy that you're present for, the other energy like that, is already loved. Okay, so we're gonna kind of play with this, but let me bring you higher so that you can actually like really feel this in your system. Okay, so bring your awareness up into this energy of unconditional love, and it's truly the energy of God itself. You're already loved. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, God, it's so awesome. Oh, my God, I love you guys. Go ahead and take a deep breath, breathing that energy in. Woo! Allowing that to come through your body. Oh, allowing your heart to open like a flower. Allowing that beautiful, beautiful, loving energy of God just to come all the way through your system as you're open, 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 open. Beautiful, beautiful. Bring your head all the way up into the cosmos. There we go. Now from up there, feel into this energy of God and unconditional love. Open your heart. more spacious, more spacious, more spacious, right? With your head up in the clouds, even higher, even higher, even higher. Beautiful. Yeah, there we go. Now you're really getting up there. Take a deep breath, breathing that energy in. Allowing it to re-resonate your beautiful body with the new universe of love that you are now present for, right? So let that beautiful, loving, amazing energy just begin flowing through your body as your head's all the way up in the cosmos. Oh, you guys are doing great. Woo! Feel you guys. Oh, boy. Beautiful, beautiful. And again, just bring your awareness up and feel into this energy of God's love. Right? Never ending. You are already loved. Every part of your system is already loved. And just feel that love. You are already loved, already. Every part of you, every part of your experience. Even higher, even bigger, even higher, even bigger. There we go. Now you're getting there. Taking a deep breath, breathing that energy in. Ooh, allowing that to just come through your body as your head comes all the way up into the cosmos, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, letting yourself, there we go, resonate with that beautiful vibration of unconditional love. Oh, wow. Ooh, feel you guys. Okay, so how are you feeling so far? We're only like 15 minutes in. Awesome, awesome. Yay! Good, okay. So let's begin having a conversation with the angels about unconditional love and giving us this gift of unconditional love. So let's go ahead and invite all of these beautiful angels to come play with us, our higher selves even, right? So invite a big convention. It's like a convention center of angels. Just invite them all in and let's let them know, hey, here's our request. Our request is that we activate unconditional love completely, totally, and fully in our system so much that we know who we are. We allow ourselves to be who we are and we feel so strong and true in that. We can no longer move back into that old world of conditional love.
Wow.
Cool.
Yay.
Yay. Oh, beautiful. So allow your heads just throughout this whole thing. Keep your head all the way up in the cosmos, right? All the way up in heaven, because you're going to hear more and feel more and be more powerful from up there. Okay. So we're giving that request out. Allow yourself just to open your heart. Go. Just the more heart opening, the more space they have to work with you. Yeah. There you go. Oh, and notice that your heart doesn't stop in the front of your heart. Your heart actually goes out the back of your heart too. So from that high heavenly place, there we go. Open. Oh, yeah. There we go. Open. There you go. Oh my God, you guys. Oh, it's already so good, and we've only scratched the surface. Open. There we go. Just allow yourself to just keep. It's like opening and falling into the depths of that love as you open your heart with your head all the way up in this heavenly space with all of these beautiful angels. So we're letting the angels know, hey, our hearts are open. Okay. And now allow yourself to feel the gratitude that you have for their guidance, for the energy that they know, for the energy that we truly are, and for their assistance. It's like, oh, and let them know it's a big yes, like a yes, 100% yes. Just allowing yourself just to, oh, feel all that gratitude for the angels and for their guidance and their assistance. Now they are very clear about our intention. Can you feel that? It's beautiful. Okay, so as this process, as we go deeper and deeper into this activation, allow your heart chakra to just continue expanding. And just when you think I can't expand and let go even more, just find yourself expanding even more and letting go even more. Okay? And allowing your heart to open almost like, up, sports space, and then the love, foreign, beautiful. Okay, so with our head all the way up in the cosmos, the love that you are truly from the heavenly space that you encompass when you're being who you truly are is your natural state of being. In your pure state of being, there is no action outside of love. Everything you've ever done or said, everything that you are in this field of unconditional love comes from unconditional love, is expressed through unconditional love, is received through unconditional love, because unconditional love is all that exists. Okay, so would you be willing to breathe in the awareness that unconditional love is all that actually exists for the real you?
Yes.
Good. So let's ask guidance and the angels for just a huge recipe of all of the information and vibration that would bring this fully into our systems. No looking back, because why would we? There we go, taking a deep breath. Ooh, breathing that in, opening your hearts even fuller, because this is a new universe of experience for you. So the old experiences must be released as you open to the new experiences. So open to the new and energetically open to the realization that you're in a field of infinite possibilities and infinite energy and infinite love, unconditional, ever-flowing, always present. And that's all that's ever existed. All that's ever existed. Open. All that's ever existed. Good. Open. There we go. Taking another deep breath. Breathing that into your body. Oh, letting it funnel through your body. Ah, as all that light, that spinning, beautiful love and light just comes and cleans out your system and cleans out all past in its entirety. So there we go. So that you can evolve into the beautiful universe of love that you are. Taking a deep breath and allowing yourself just to open, and allow yourself to let go. And as you open and receive and open, even further, all the way through your body. Good. You're moving through that nice portal. Go ahead and take another deep breath. Breathing that in, allowing that old world to no longer exist as you fly and flow into the new world where this is all that exists. It's all that exists here. And it's a new energy field that you are, that you can be and choose in this very moment. As you bring your awareness up, accept it, bring it into your heart. Okay, so there's there's like you're breaking through the crust with this and oh, it's starting to come in. And so just, it's almost like you're giving birth to a new version of you, right? So just allow yourself just to continue open, because the mind's like trying to, it's like, oh, but I want to retrace these old patterns. And you're like, actually, we're going to let go of them. We're going to accept new ways of being. And you'll have your patterns. They're just going to be so induced with love. They have no longer the unbalanced polarity to them, that will no longer exist. Okay, so you're not losing anything. You're dunking it so filled with love and so filled with vibration of love and so filled with this unconditional love that it will cease to feel like a problem, cease to feel like a wrongness or a rightness. It'll actually begin to be so filled with unconditional love that there is no action outside of unconditional love. There is no word outside of unconditional love. So just let your mind know real quick, hey, sweetheart, hey, we're going to exist the same as we do here. It's just going to feel lighter. So you're good. We're good. I'm not leaving you. I'm taking you with me. Let's do this thing. Wonderful. Okay, and now just allow your head to be all the way up in the cosmos once again, opening your heart, There you go. Opening your heart, feeling all the energy from the angels and from guidance that are actually telling you it's been time for a long time. It's not just time in this moment. It's actually been time for you, for each of us, for a long time. And even though it's perfect, they've been waiting. And this part of you has been waiting for you to actually accept it and receive it. So will you accept never-ending, ever-present, unconditional love as your new platform for existence?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Good. There we go. Now taking a deep breath. Whoa, now they're really pouring it on. Breathing that energy in. Woo, letting that beautiful, loving energy as you go, okay, I accept this as my new platform for existence. And let's actually have you guys repeat that. I accept never-ending, ever-present.
Never-ending, ever-present.
Unconditional love as my new platform for existence.
Unconditional love as
my new platform of existence.
There we go. Woo! There we go. We got everybody's yes. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Woo! Breathing in that new platform, allowing yourself to move through this and feel yourself expanding into this world of unconditional love, because this world of unconditional love is where you're included. It's where you're absolutely included in everything. It's where your whole being comes back online. It's where your whole heart gets to shine. It's where the expression of that beautiful, pure love that you are gets to flow free and fly free, because that is all that there is. Breathing that in, your guys are like, oh, you're getting through now. You're kind of like halfway through that little take a deep breath, breathing that in. Opening your system, opening, 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 opening. There we go. Keep opening, keep opening, keep letting go, keep letting go. There we go. Keep going. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Take a deep breath. Breathing that in, letting yourself go through that. There we go. There we go. Allowing, taking a deep breath. Oh, open, 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 and opening your stomach and your solar plexus and your third like your root chakra. Just open, open all the way down your chakras. Open, 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 open all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Breathing that in, allowing that new platform. There we go. Beautiful, beautiful. It's happening. Good. Take a deep breath. A little bit in your root chakra. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Ah, it's your choice. Breathe it in. Keep your awareness up. Awareness up. There we go. Another deep breath. Woo! Just allow yourself all that, anything from your past, just feel it almost like you just put it on a ship and it's sailing downward. Just deep into the universe, and it's beginning to disintegrate into the love that it's always been. There we go. Taking a deep breath. Bringing the stability of that never-ending, ever-present love into your system, into your body. Beautiful. Another breath, just breathing that just never-ending, ever-present. And it's the consistency is in the balance and your commitment to be in that balance. Feel that? See, the bliss and joy and ecstasy is really a balance. And it's more so like you've got the world of the old worlds on each, and instead you're like, okay, straight here in the balance, you're holding that gap for yourself to exist just right. There you go. In the, there we go. Taking a deep breath, breathing that again into the body. So you can breathe the depths and the fullness and the solidity of unconditional love into your body. Wow. Yeah, the solidity of light and the solidity of unconditional love. Another deep breath, just with your breath commanding that solidity of unconditional love and light just to fall deeply into your system. It's the new foundation for matter for you. You can do it. You can do it. You got it. It's happening. There we go. It's happening. Just, oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Woo! So as you're just falling deeply into this energy, just go ahead and repeat after me, and so it is.
And so it is.
So it is.
This is the way that it is.
This is the way that it is.
This is the way it's always been.
This is the way it's always been.
Here you go. And just allow the cells and the matter in your body to really hear that. Yeah. Feel that? So... This is really a process of just really sinking it into the cells and letting the matter in your body know this energy of unconditional love that is all that exists, which is where I truly exist and you truly exist. This is all that there is. There you go. And just letting all that inclusive universe of unconditional love, you can feel it seeping into your body and creating this solidity of light and the solidity of unconditional love and the solidity of the unconditional light and love of matter. You see, it's always existed within this solidity of light and love in this very balanced unconditional love energy. It has. The projections made it off balance. The matter is balanced. You feel it when you're in nature. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So the matter in your body, the cells, all of that is already this solidity of light and the solidity of love. There you go. So you're allowing all that to be and all those projections to just beautiful. Wow. Wow. Woohoo. There we go. Okay, so your body is almost like waking up to a childhood state. Your body's going, oh, like possibilities. Oh, magic. Oh, fun. It's like, remember when you used to have moments in your childhood when the solidity hadn't really set in, and you literally lived in a state of freedom. Now, you might have only done it when you were by yourself or whatever, but you have these moments where you knew what it felt like. And your body's starting to remember, oh my God, that's what it feels like, that freedom. Oh my God, that. So just invite that joy and that freedom into your cells and all that magic and that play. And allow your cells to awaken to you at that present moment, at that space where you are being completely free. There you go, where projection couldn't touch you. Ooh, feeling that. Whoa. There we go. You can feel it kind of like, it's like your lower spine and your system has kind of been like, oh, I'm this. And I'm like tickling it. So let's tickle it. Okay. So just like, your pure state of love is this. It is this unconditional, ever-present, never-ending God that you know in your heart, that you've always known in your heart. The world that you've experienced based on the imbalance of masculine and feminine energies, or right and left spins, the world that you've been experiences has been one or the other. So they're just showing me that it's been, I'm going to go down this path of contraction, or I'm going to go up this path of expansion. But, and those are your two choices, which is why it feels like your life goes from, wow, I'm really feeling the love, to, oh my God, I'm not feeling the love, right? But as you're swirling up in your return to the angelic presence that you are, as you're swirling up into the energies of where this being is talking from, you'll no longer have the left spin energy take your attention to this. You'll no longer have the right spin energy take your energy to this. You'll no longer have the left spin energy that you have to choose to take you to this. So as you are moving up and up and up, you're moving both right and left into a balance where right and left no longer exist as you know it. The spins aren't actually even spinning like this. It's even beyond that. It's a vibration of perfection.
Beautiful.
So you're willing to accept the vibration of perfection as your natural state.
Yes. Yes.
Because it is you. There we go. Breathe deep breath, breathing that in. There we go. Breathing that in. And let's actually have you repeat that. I accept perfection as the natural state of being that I am.
I accept the natural state of being that I am.
Breathe that in. Letting that come into your body. Good. Oh, yeah. Let's add your body to it. So, and the other thing is, the higher you keep your head, the more it works. So bring your head even higher up into the cosmos, even higher up into God love, and speak from there. There you go. There you go. All right. I accept perfection as the natural state of being for me and my body that I am.
me and my body that I accept perfection as the natural state of being for my body that I am when I am being that I am.
There you go. You can feel, there we go. Now breathe that in. Yeah. That's like a big hit of ecstasy. And I can't stop crying. That's good. That's good. Okay, so just keep your head really high into that effortless state of perfection. Oh, sweet beings. And before you move into it, they just want to let you know that because you haven't been able to hold the state of perfection of God that you truly are, you have felt that you were not serving God. And that also felt like it was breaking your heart.
Yeah.
And they're asking you if you'd be willing to let go of thinking that you didn't serve God in the highest.
Yes. 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 Oh.
Take a deep breath. Oh, and just allow. Oh, and what? God. And they're saying that from the lower vibrations, you have no choice but to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And now you're at this other place where as you be this higher perfection energy, you can actually be it. And it's effortless. So if you're ever going back and forth, raise your vibration up and you'll feel yourself naturally expand into it instead of having it be so hard from down here. Do you see?
Yeah.
So would you be willing to let go of everything that is, all of the feelings of maybe guilt or shame or not good enough for not being able to hold it?
Yeah.
You didn't have access to these vibrations at that time. There's no way for you to be this. It's not. Now that you're accepting it, now that you're here, now that you're willing to accept this part of you, hey, we got access now. So every single moment from the past is now null and void.
Oh, yes.
There you go. Oh. There we go. So take a deep breath and just accept that and accept their love. Oh, and they're saying also it took every flip-flop, and they're showing me the fish flipping flop back and forth. It took every single flip-flop to get you to this moment where you could be this energy.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So none of the left choices are in vain and none of the right choices are in vain. They were all this energy that has gotten you to this moment. So let's give gratitude and praise to all of the entirety of the past, all the flip and all the flop. Oh, you're amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love you, Flip, and I love you, Flop, because you have been the ladder that I've walked up to here. And I'm so grateful for every rung of that ladder to show me what God isn't and then make me choose. Okay, I'll choose what God is, but oh, it's too hard to maintain. And then, oh, I'm back to what God isn't. And then I'm trying to choose what God is. And then, oh, God, I'm back to what isn't. And then, oh, God, I'm trying to choose what is. For every bit of that.
Amazing journey.
Every one of those has been a rung on you, the most beautiful ascending pattern. Beautiful ascending journey.
Wow.
To the real you. Finally home.
Wow. Yes.
Good. There we go. So let's just let go of all the bits of the ladder. Take them out of all the projections and go, ah, you come from love too. Because one side of the balance is trying to bring you so far out of balance that you choose to know God, right? And then it's like, but you got to harmonize this in order to really know God. And it's like, but I'm going to make it really a little heavier for you. So you make sure that you choose God. Okay, I'm choosing God again. But now that I'm here, I have this whole other pattern right here to, right? So it's all working on this energy's behalf of infinite and total perfection, of never-ending, ever-present love of all that is. Beautiful. Ooh, feel that joy. Ooh, feel that love. Ooh, take a deep breath. Open your heart. And just breathe that in and bring all that love. All that love down through each rung of those ladders. Just, so grateful for every step on the journey. Oh, my God. Filling it with just total gratitude. Like, wow. Your ladder is a light ladder. It's a ladder of love and light. It's a ladder of, wow, every step is perfect. Oh my God, perfection. How did you even attain perfection in such a left and right world? Check you out. You are absolutely perfect.
All divinely orchestrated.
Exactly. Taking a deep breath, feeling that energy of the absolute divine orchestration and perfection. There you go. Now breathing that in. Head all the way up in the cosmos and just letting all that beautiful divine energy just fill your entirety of you. Everything you've ever thought was you is now moving into perfection. Everything you ever thought was not you is now moving into perfection. And feel the two sides of the ladder actually moving together. Moving together. So again, bring your head all the way up into the cosmos. There you go. Beautiful. And now just look down at that ladder from all the way up there. There you go. And just take the left and the right. The flip and the flop. And we're consciously taking the flip and the flop and moving it back into the total light and total love.
Into one line.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's like closing the pages of a book.
Yep.
Oh.
Letting it all just move into one light line. Now anchor that one white line all the way down into the center of the earth. There you go. Beautiful.
Ooh. I see it as it's going down into the earth. All those lines close. It becomes one funnel.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, that sends chills up my spine. Mm.
And they're showing me also that this is the resonance of your spine. Your spine is a golden thread that comes from all the way up into the heavens. Right, all the way through the heavens. I won't even talk about earth as not being heaven, right? All the way through the heavens, all the way into the earth heaven. It's like, it's just this big, amazing funnel of light and love that just, and then that funnel of light and love is interacting with all this light and love that's actually in everything. Okay, now people project and it projects the imbalance. Because if we knew God, we would never project God. We'd never project onto God. Because God, the energy, the presence, when you're present, as you are now, for the presence of God, you don't want to why would you want, you're like, I would never project anything onto this aside from just love and appreciate and open my heart and just, wow, right? You wouldn't go, oh, you deserve to go in this compartment. which is all that projection. You just wouldn't do it. So the reason why everyone down here is doing that projection is one, because the energies have been projected to be out of balance. They aren't out of balance. They've been projected to be out of balance for the out of balance experience that strives in each of our hearts to come home to the balance of unconditional love that we are.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
True faith.
Yes.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
There you go. So would it be okay with you if the projection and experience of out of balance can no longer exist for you?
Yes.
Again, Mika? Would it be okay with you if the projection and the experience of out of balance is no longer available to you?
Oh, yay. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's bring our hearts up. We're asking for that request from the angel guide. There we go. We're breathing that energy in. Accepting all the non-existence of the experience of out of balance. Ooh, letting that beautiful energy just flow through your system. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Bringing your awareness up again. Ah, oh, and just accepting the universe of pure divine balance. A balance that that doesn't have scales on it. A balance that doesn't have flip and flop. A balance that is as the only thing that exists. Beautiful breathing in. Accepting that, letting that come into your body, letting that come into your life, letting that perfection and the ease of it, as it is the only thing that exists. When you're one with God, when your heart has returned to the God love that is pure and true for your heart, you will no longer require the flip and the flop or the rungs of the ladder. So would it be okay if your heart fully returns and is restored in the heart of God that it is?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's what we're doing. We're restoring our hearts.
Restoration time.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, yeah. So now just go ahead and breathe in the presence of God into your heart. Just take a deep, bring your awareness or your head all the way further up in the cosmos. There we go. Now breathe, feel into that energy of God present. And be present for God. There you go. You can feel that. Did you feel that induced? Now you want to get to that moment where that energy activates and induces. So it's a true vibrational experience and you can feel that. Oh my God, all that love. Yeah. There we go. Now breathe that into your heart. There you go. Allowing God's heart to merge with your heart. And feeling, allowing that feeling of that presence coming down from where it was up there, right? and just going, it's this big, beautiful God light and God love. So imagining and allowing that light to come into your heart. There you go. And now you're feeling the presence of God in your heart. As that angelic presence is just, wow, just emanating from your chest. This complete, never-ending totality of love where you are loved already. And all is loved. Already loved. That's the way that it is, and that's the way it's always been.
That's the way it always will be.
Taking a deep breath, just breathing that in, letting it solidify into your system. Go ahead and say this. I accept God's heart into my heart.
I accept God's heart into my heart.
From my heart.
There you go. Breathing that in. Oh, letting that love just emanate from your chest. Feeling that presence. Feeling that light. Feeling that never-ending love. Never-ending love. Go. Bring your head up even higher into the God presence, into the God love, and all the way from up here. I accept God's love into my heart.
I accept God's love into my heart.
My heart.
Ooh, good. Now you notice that as we held your head all the way up into heaven, it became even more powerful. So I just wanted to reiterate that. So bring your head up again, all the way up into the presence of God, to where that's all there is. There we go. And go ahead and command again. I accept God's love into my heart.
I accept God's love into my heart.
There we go. Breathing that in.
My heart is God's heart.
Yes, it is.
My heart is God's heart.
I like that. Meryl, let's do that. My heart is God's heart.
My heart is God's heart.
That's the way that it is.
That's the way that it is.
That's the way that it's always been.
That's the way it has always been. That's always the way it's always been.
My heart is God's heart.
My heart is God's heart. My heart is God's heart.
That's the way that it is.
That's the way that it is. That's the way that it is.
That's the way it's always been.
That's the way it's always been. Always been.
Ooh, breathing that solidity of love and light just fully and completely deep into your heart, just letting it have at the matter in your system as your heart is just so filled with God's love and so aligned with God's heart, allowing that God heart alignment to just expand like an explosion out through all, to where your heart just goes on forever as this field of never ending, ever present infinite love, as your heart chamber is just getting as big as this universe and all filled with the absolute ever-present unconditional love of God. And allowing yourself even to fall in love with that love. So find yourself just, oh my God, I love this love. This love, I love this love, this God love. I love this God love. And so just allow yourself to feel that joy and that love. This will help solidify it also in the body and in the matter in your body, right? Love is this, falling in love with it is a great way to solidify everything. Whatever you want to solidify, fall in love with it, okay? So fall in love with this love in your heart. Oh, there we go. Falling in love with this love in your heart, this God love in your heart. And just allowing yourself to, oh, rejoice and fall in love and celebrate and be in joy. And, oh, just falling deeply, oh, completely in love with this love in your heart and this love that's never ending, ever present, always flowing and everywhere. So now this love in your heart that you're falling in love with, oh my God, it's everywhere. Oh my God, it's flowing completely through your body. Oh my God, it's flowing through every cell. Oh my God, it's flowing through your entire experience. Oh my God, it's flowing through this entire place. Oh my God, I love this love and I'm falling so deeply in love with this love in my heart as I realize the love in my heart is actually in absolutely everything. Wow, I am so in love with the love that is flowing through my heart and flowing through everything, allowing yourself just to fall deeply in love with that love. Oh, that love, and fall in love with that love, and fall in love with that love, fall in love, fall in love. Beautiful, fall in love. Another deep breath as this re-resonates the entirety of your body. As you just, oh, feel how loved you are, feel that God love just blowing in your heart all the way through. There we go. As it's just, oh, and it's blowing out into your experience as you're realizing that love was never a flip or a flop. Love is just is and always has been and always will be. There you go. So allowing that is to just come in and take the place of any kind of flip-flop kind of love, right? When you fall in love, it's like what they're showing me is like the old versions of love might lead you this way, and the old versions of not being loved might lead you that way, right? But they're saying, hey, love is. There you go. Feel how much bigger that is. Isn't that cool? To just allow that isness of love, allow that isness of love just to be, 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 just to be everywhere. There we go. Oh, yeah. Wow. Woo. Yeah, there we go. Feeling that. Beautiful. Wow. Oh, wonderful. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, I accept that love just is.
I love it, Meryl. Awesome. Anyone else?
Pretty expanded.
Yeah.
You know, it made me feel like the day that came to me, it's like I finally feel like me.
Totally, right? Oh my God, this feels actually really naturally like me. Oh, that's awesome. Yay. Cool. What else?
A sense of ease.
Ease and grace. Oh, yeah. Life of ease and grace. That's beautiful.
I feel like I have a solid platform that you were talking about as my foundation that's natural, and it's going to help me just glide through.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. I can feel that. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, wonderful. Wow, wow, wow. Woo! So go ahead and bring your head even further up into the cosmos. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, I can feel that. There we go. Keep your head really, really just high through the whole process. And as you breathe in, just allow yourself just to breathe in that love and light and exhale that love and light. So your body just feels really amazing as you're high all the way up here in the cosmos. Beautiful. Wow. Feel you guys. And now, okay, so let's ask all of the angels. They're still here, but let's just bring our presence and our awareness to all these big, oh, beautiful, amazing, oh, they're just, wow. And feel the vibrations of them. Wonderful. And now let's ask for one of those angels to come forward. We'll ask, does any of these angels have a gift for you? And I get all of them are like, they all have a gift for you. Okay, so let's ask one of the angels to come forward with that gift. And feel the vibration of that gift. Feel the love behind that gift. Notice that it's a part of you. Yeah. It's a part of you that they're giving you. So I can feel that they're, like for me, they're bringing me a crown. And they're like showing me this unbelievable, like it's this pure effervescent joy. It's like, remember you, remember this part of your love, remember, right? And so I can feel this, and I can feel where they're coming from, and I can feel this beautiful, amazing energy being gifted as they go ahead and put that crown on my head. And as I say, I accept the crown of my joy, of my pure joy. Give it back to my heart. Go. Yeah, there you go. So now you can energetically feel the process since I just kind of led you guys through it. So what are they giving you?
Michelangelo, who is now an angel, gave me beauty, and I don't mean the turtle.
They gave you beauty.
They gave me beauty.
Aww.
And the essence of beauty, which was in me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow, you can feel that. So they're handing you that gift. It's moving.
A little crystalline gossamer thing that just got absorbed into my cells, like a mantle, but it just got absorbed into all of me.
And just go ahead and tell them, thank you for the gift of my beauty.
Thank you for the gift of my beauty and everything else.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Anyone else?
Rika?
Yeah?
I got a gold box.
Uh-huh.
And inside the gold box was this, the way you said about the part of you, uh-huh. There was this beautiful pink ball of light that I kind of realized was not part of my own pure love that
yeah.
I was missing.
Yeah.
And then I put it into my heart, and I was just thankful for this thanking them for this pure love pink part of me that apparently I had mislaid somewhere.
Oh my God, I can feel that. Ooh, I think you're giving it to everybody else as you're having it. Wow. It's so unbelievably gentle, and it's so open that there isn't even opening. It's like, yeah,
it was soft pink. It was a soft pink ball that kind of flowed and moved, right? And it was pure love.
Yeah.
It was a part of pure love that I had taken away from myself, and now it's getting given back to me.
Good. Awesome. So for everyone, would you be willing to accept, the gift of your beauty that Meryl accepted, and accept the gift of this pure love pink energy, right? Ball of energy.
Huh?
To just allow yourself to accept those two levels and aspects of your love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This is cool. Oh, man. I love what this is doing in energy your systems. Wow. Just beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so there was someone else who was speaking up about the gift.
Yeah, this is Lita.
Hi, Lita.
Hi. It was so cool because when we did this, I guess on the VIB, I've done this, and the same angel has come to me, and she's been about, just really connecting through my heart chakra and just sort of like vibrating together and helping me realize my vibrance. So this time, the same angel came, and then she stepped aside, and another angel came. So it was kind of playful, and it was also because always you got an object, and I always got an experience. Mm-hmm. So she stepped aside, and this big male angel came forward with an object. So we had this box, and then I opened the box, and within it was a pyramid for me to know my vibrance. It was so funny. It was the same thing. It was like, radiate who you are. Radiate this love. Radiate your essence. But since you want a little something, I will give you a pyramid to symbolize you radiating all that you are. It was so good.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow.
And the pyramid was made of earth and minerals and gemstones and essential oils, and just to be infrared and powerful and just really a magnificent tool for cleansing and well-being and radiating. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Oh, it's beautiful. And I can, there's this, oh, there's a magnificent energy that comes with it of just, it's like acknowledging who you are, being, you know, there's no words for it. It's not even being proud, yeah. But there's no words for it. It's just shining, just like, oh, God, it's good. Okay, so would everybody be willing to receive that gift for themselves also?
Yes.
Okay, that aspect of their love. Go ahead and take a deep breath and just breathe that in. Part of the aspect of this, it's like, oh, my God, as you're receiving this gift, it's also the capacity of you loving you as much as God loves you.
Yes.
Which is actually the portal to the space of God and God love that you actually are, right? I mean, if you see that, it's like you loving you as much as God does. It levels you up to the God presence that you actually are, so you can merge with the pure oneness of God that is. Isn't that just awesome?
So and see just that vibrancy. Actually express that vibrancy.
Cool. Awesome. Yes. Cool. Yeah. Thank you for that element of it. Expressing that vibrancy, right? And there's no apologies with this. It's just God. It's just, just radiating God and just, yes, and just the yes inside. Oh, I love it. Okay, so everybody just take a deep breath and just receive that vibrancy of the expression of the God love that you are. Full 100 bazillion, right, percent overflowing, never ending, ever present. There's not even a percentage. There we go. Good. Woo, awesome, awesome. All right, so who else? Would like to share their gift.
This is Diana. First, I received a gift of light from an angel who was small and quiet, yet very, very present. And as she came forward, I saw the light was green.
Mm-hmm.
And the light was the life of plants.
Yeah,
and when I took it and received it into my heart, it became the vibrant, healthy life of the body.
Wow.
Just perfect life in wholeness.
Wow. My goodness. You can feel that. And I can feel that this gift, and is this a gift that you actually are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So really feel that part of you. It's in a very, it's quote-unquote distant dimension, but it's not. It's just deep, 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 deep.
Yeah, there you go. I can feel that.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. Oh, bringing that gift onto the planet. Woo, girlfriend. Oh, that's amazing. All right. Would everybody be willing to receive this gift for you and your body?
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's breathe that in. Of course, our bodies would be more like plants. Of course, we're flowers. And that's so cool. Oh, that's amazing. Wow. Wow.
I've also
sequoia tree.
What's that?
A sequoia tree, a mm-hmm. redwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's also the light. It's not only the delicate flowers, but it's 3,000-year-old largest living massive plant on the earth, a sequoia.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, my. Oh,
God. Yeah, and it, interestingly enough, too, that matches that energy of the solidity of light.
Yeah.
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 And it's unshakable.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Unwavering and unbounded.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Everybody, let's breathe that in together. Oh, breathing in all those essences and energies and realigning and allowing us to just accept all of these beautiful gifts of the love that we are. Wow. That is amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Rita?
Yeah.
Rita, this is Pamela.
Hi.
Hi. I received the most beautiful, glorious diamond-type heart that was a symbol of merging my heart with God's heart. But it was the heart of self-adoration and self-love.
Mm.
And it was so beautiful because it was faceted like a diamond,
yeah,
as it glowed, and I could see little facets of mirrors, like all of the different people and things, all things that were actually a part of who I am, and it was all in perfection and just bliss. So I was blissed out at all of the things that were facets of me everywhere that were really facets of God as my merged heart, and it was just, you know, just this radiant, glowing, kind of like sparkles on a beautiful ocean of water, like sparklers, and it was just so beautiful. And feeling that merging in my heart, that, you know, yes, the self love, self adoration.
Oh my God, I love it. God, it just feels so. It's you.
It's like.
Yeah, it's like, it's totally, it's like, yeah, it's like, that is the essence of Pamela. Like, yeah.
Totally. Wow. And all of us, it was just so beautiful. It was like seeing a mirror, but then seeing all these people and things and animals and a beautiful sunset and, you know, all of it. It was all me and all God and all one in this beautiful heart of adoration and bliss and the light.
Yeah. And what I love about it too is, you know, when you put light into a diamond, it shines, you know, a bazillion refractive light. It grows in its light. Like, so you can feel that this diamond heart, as the God light comes through, it just goes, and, you know, exponentially. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's beautiful. So would everybody be willing to receive the gift of this diamond faceted heart of God that you also are?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh boy, I feel all that. Wow, you magnify God.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, that makes tears.
Whoa.
Diamond tears.
Whoa.
What a joy.
Wow, you magnify God. And you allow God to receive itself in exponential capacities. Wow.
That was beautiful.
Wow. Wow. Breathe that in, everyone. Oh, and just allow this beautiful, wow, wow, wow. You magnify God. Let's write that down, Nicole, as a quote. You magnify God. Oh, wow. You magnify the love of God. So the God gets to love itself even more. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Feel that. Yeah, let that in. Oh, it's so good. Oh. Wow. Wow. That's still coming through, you guys. So just keep breathing that in. Because it's higher than high and higher than high and higher than high and higher than high. Yeah. Would you be willing to accept that you actually magnify God's love of itself?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's a basic law.
Wow, it is. Oh, my God. Take a deep breath and breathe that in.
Oh. Oh. Why are you not here?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Okay, so let's actually have you guys repeat this. I magnify God's love of itself.
I magnify God.
No. Oh my God, breathe that in. Whoa. And there's a huge joy and celebration and a huge like freedom and just let that come all the way through. And just breathing that in and oh my God. God, oh my 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 God. There we go. Beautiful. Wow. Let's have you guys accept and acknowledge that again. Bring your head all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. There we go. I magnify God's love of itself.
I magnify God's love of itself. I express God's love of itself.
Yeah. Whoa. God. Breathe that in. Taking a deep breath and just letting it, letting it come to your system. Oh, letting it. Oh, wow. Wow. Of course you do. There we go. And bring your head up even higher, even higher, even higher, even higher, even higher. There we go. And go ahead and acknowledge and accept to yourself. I magnify God's love of itself. Oh my God, breathing that in. Woo! Let that come all the way through. Of course you do. Of course you do. How could you do anything else? Of course you do. Beautiful angelic beings of magnitude. Creators of universes. You're the one that created creation. Ooh, breathing that in and just letting that. Wow. Just allow yourself to also accept this is the way that it is. This is the way it's always been.
Always.
Yep, and so it is.
And so it is. So it is. Yes.
Wow, yes. There we go. Letting that solidification of light just come rushing in and just allowing that just to, oh, that total solidification of light, like, oh, rest in that solidification of light. Oh, as you admit to yourself, oh my God, this is the way that it is. There you go. This is the way that it's always been. I magnify God's love of itself, and this is the way it's always been. I magnify God's love of itself, and this is the way that it is. And so it is. Breathing that in, woo, letting that just come through your body as you just, wow, wow. Okay, next. I am so grateful that I magnify God's love of itself.
I'm so grateful that I magnify God's love of itself.
Breathing that in. Oh, yes, yes, yes to us. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my God. Wow. And again, I am so grateful that I... Me, myself, Rika, right? Go ahead and just repeat all that for you. That I magnify God's love of itself. Breathing that in. Ooh, wow, what an honor. Wow, what a blessing. Wow, what a blessing I am. What an honor I am. Breathing that in. Oh, what a gift it is to be in my presence. Breathing that in. Oh, wow, I am so honored by me. I am so blessed by me as I... Oh, I magnify God's love of itself. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Breathing that in. Woo-hoo. Wow.
Well,
Sacrum, right? So just open up the sacrum, just let that last, those last pieces out. Oh, open up the sacrum, open up, tickly sacrum, tickly, 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 you can do it. Oh, there we go, there we go. All the way through. Oh, wow, wow, there you go. Open, 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 there you go. Light, 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 light. Oh, there we go. Ah, oh, beautiful. Wow. Woo. Okay. Woo. That's beautiful. Oh my goodness. Wow.
Eureka.
Yeah.
This is Melanie.
Hi.
So I was doing the mirror work earlier today, and all of a sudden I just had this thought of just like, I want to be Rika happy. And I started laughing like that. and it was amazing.
Yeah. And it's you happy, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's like, oh my God. Yeah, that joy, the happiness, the levity, the lightness. Like, I feel like I'm like, I could easily be hovering.
Right? Yeah, it was just so uplifting, and I felt so elevated, vibrational, and I was like, this is me.
This is you. Yeah. How about now?
Oh yeah. Definitely. I feel like 10 times more than what I did earlier. So.
Yes, well, you know, I mean, God, you know, you just found out that you magnified God's love for itself. So, you know, there is no room for anything but joy. It's like, oh my God, I just found that out. Like, wow! Go me! Like, wow! And seriously, as all this is going down, the angels are like, that. Now you're getting it. Like, they were like, that. Like, you could feel all of them going, come on in, everyone. That's why I kept going, receive it! Let's receive it! Jethro, like, oh, yeah, breathe! Oh, right? Because they're like, that. Like, you having...
More.
Yeah, having that level of joy about you and love about you and acknowledgement and knowing about you. Oh my God. That's like, yes. Good. Cool. Okay. So, woo.
We can have that faith in this faith. Anything else is laughable.
It is! Absolutely! Oh my God! Yeah! Oh my goodness! Yeah! Totally! Exactly. Okay, did anybody want to come forward with another gift from the angel?
Rika?
Yeah?
This is Carmen. The gift that I received, it's a kind of a dove with a branch in his mouth, and it's given me peace. A peace in my heart, body, and mind, and spirit. It's a peace, and it's also just not joy, but peace. And I think it's a gift that the angel they want to give me, and I love that because I think it's the peace, the mind, and spirit, body. It's also a most beautiful gift. And I appreciate that. That's what I want to share. It's wonderful.
Yes. And we've been wanting to.
Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful. It's awesome.
And we're celebrating. All over the astral plane, all throughout heaven, that you're finally ready to receive.
Thank you. I'm sorry I cry, but it doesn't matter.
It's good.
Grateful.
It's good. Allow the tears to flow. That's you getting more comfortable with how beautiful you truly are.
Thank you.
Breathe. There you go, sweetheart. There you go. Let it in.
Thank you.
Open. You can do it. Open. You got it. Open. You can do it. You can do it. I know you can. There you go. There you go.
I deserve that. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, what a gift. What a gift. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to laugh like Rika. I love that. Wow. What a gift.
Just a reflection of the gift that you are. All right, would everybody be willing to receive that gift and the wisdom of God in that gift?
Yeah.
Taking a deep breath, allowing that to just to come into your bodies and into your systems. Just letting all the wisdom of that beautiful gift. There you go. There you go. Beautiful.
Wow!
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Does someone else have a gift from the angels they would like to bring forward?
Yes, I got.
Who's this?
Yes, I just realized that they were giving me. And it was just almost like the whole cosmos, the ethers just started pouring into me as I was given all those aspects, all of me, the whole, the complete, the full back to me.
I love it. Oh my God, you guys are like, oh, you guys are great. Because I was going to say you're psychic, but it's already happened. So, you know, I don't know if you're psychic anymore. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so bring your awareness up, everyone, into the love that you are, into your angelic pure self. Yes. Feel the joy of that love. Feel the uniqueness and the specialness of that love. Feel the depths in every direction of just how, oh my God, what a magnification of God's love of itself that you actually are. There you go. Now breathe that in and just allow yourself right now to merge with that angelic self, to feel what it feels to be loved by the real you, by the pure angelic heart, spirit, and being that you are. Beautiful. Just feel that being loved by you. What does your love feel like?
Rich and unwavering.
Rich and unwavering. Oh, yes. What else?
Spacious.
Spacious. Yeah. What else?
Deep faith.
Oh, deep faith.
Gift of acceptance.
Oh, gift of acceptance. That's not Jane, but gift of acceptance. Oh, beautiful. Woo! What else?
Crystalline purity.
Wow. Pristine. Crystalline purity. Pristine crystalline purity. Woo! Okay, everybody, let's start breathing that in. All of those different aspects and facets of your love. Your love. Beautiful. letting that come into your body, into your system, into your heart, into yourself. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Taking another deep breath, breathing that in. Your love. Feel your angelic being, your angelic presence come forward. Meeting the real you. And allow that you to show your this self, you. Don't project onto it what you think. Allow it to show you itself.
So it's me and I'm love and I'm light. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah. I'm watching all this and it's so cool because there's so much information that's being passed that I am like, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to listen. It's like, wow. I mean, I see your angelic being in these universes of beauty and light and love that is the creation. It's from the insides of your pure being and your pure universe that creation actually takes place. I'm seeing just, oh my God, magnificence and love beyond love. Just more, like valleys and mountains and rivers and just all of the worlds and universes that you with your love has brought into being. All the beauty that just comes and pours out of your system just naturally. It's just, wow, it's just who you are. It's so cool.
Yes!
Yay, us! Oh, boy. So let's ask your angelic presence. Do you have a gift for me? And allow that angel that you are to give yourself that gift. And allow yourself to accept the gift. Accepting it also means vibrationally opening up to it, to becoming it. Just breathing that in, opening up. As you allow yourself to accept that gift, opening, opening, opening. Go, opening. Until you are actually one with that gift. And that gift is now you. There you go. Take a deep breath. Just breathing that in. Opening your heart. Breathing it through your body. Breathing it through your body. Good. Breathing that through your body. Oh. Wow. So what did your angelic you give you?
Love.
Yeah.
I have to be to look after my angelic heart.
I see that. It's like, look after this. It's sacred. Right? And notice that this connection and this energy that your angelic self has given you, it's sacred ground. It's sacred energy. So would you be willing to honor it so much that you don't let any part of this illusion even come close to it?
Yes.
Taking a deep breath, making that commitment to you as you allow yourself to receive that and just go. It's like, this is between me and me. No one comes between me and me. This is sacred energy. This is hallowed ground. This is God's territory. Just breathing that connection and that communion in, allowing yourself to move even more intimately close to this angel. And even closer. And even closer. Until your hearts are touching each other's. Feeling that deep intimacy with this angelic being that you are. Falling into that beautiful being's arms. Embracing this beautiful angel that you are. And let's just allow you to have a quick conversation in your own head with this angel. Right? So with your arms around this angel, heart to heart. Just tell it what you need to tell it and have it tell you what you need to hear. As the very most intimate conversation you've ever had. I love you so much more than you could ever know. You should see what you're creating up here. This is the angel talking to you. What you're doing down there is a gift. That is so special. You are so loved. I love you so much. I will never leave you. I am you. I'm always here with you. So proud of you. And just allow those angel's arms just to wrap around your arms, wrap around all the way down to the back of your heart, and just hold you. In this beautiful angelic love. And allow the angel that you are to begin walking into your body. As your hearts are beginning to join. Bringing that angelic being all the way inside of you. and now allowing her heart or his heart to be your heart. Allowing their eyes to be your eyes. Allowing their head, their heart to be yours. Letting the angel that is you behind your eyes. Just letting that angel come all the way in, just integrating with you, integrating with your system, allowing her or him to keep his wings and keep all the energies and levity, everything about them. All those heavenly energies come with them. All the joy, all the lightness, all the life, all the possibility, all the, oh my God, all the heavenly universe now existing within your body. Just breathe that in, oh, and just let that heavenly you just, oh, and feel your heart rest into that angelic heart, your eyes rest into the angelic eyes, your voice rests into that angelic voice, your chest rests into that angelic chest. Your solar plexus rests into that angelic solar plexus. The second chakra rests into this angelic second chakra, and the root chakra rests into that angelic root chakra. There we go. Beautiful. Woo. Oh, just letting you receive that angelic, big, beautiful, amazing, amazing, magical you now through your eyes. Now that I'm looking out at all the angels that are in body, yeah! Taking a deep breath, letting that just get integrated into your system, allowing more space and more space and more space and more space. Good, good. There we go. Take another deep breath as your head stays all the way up in the cosmos. Take that deep breath all the way in, all the way through, all the way in and through and in and through, just integrating that angelic space with your space. Beautiful. Another deep breath. Letting that come all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. There we go. And just letting all that settle and integrate and be what is. Hmm. Beautiful. Woo, how you guys feeling?
Blissful.
I got a little blissful. Anything else? Hey.
Not little blissful.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anything else?
Heavenly.
Heavenly. Yeah. Amazing, huh?
I am.
Yeah. I am.
Knock off like a angelic way. Knock off. I don't have a word. It's a kind of a yeah. No word. Knock.
We get it and we feel it. Oh, that's wonderful! Wow, wow. Anybody else?
It's just so huge.
It is. Yes.
And it's still going. It's
just going. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? And this is you. This is like naturally you. I mean, just you hanging out.
How we can deserve all that love? How?
Yeah, and it's a matter of accepting. So the way to get out of the undeserving and the unworthy is to accept.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like open and accept and opening and accept and open and accept. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you cry that stuff out. And then, oh, I get it. Wow, I'm being it. Oh, I'm feeling it. Oh, my God, it's pulsating through my system. Oh, this is such a good moment. Wonderful. Now, it's interesting, right? Because one, does it feel like this live stream has gone on for like an eternity?
It's the blink of an eye.
Yeah. But like, have we ever been anyplace else?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that? It's like this angelic presence being this high in the universe. None of that stuff exists.
Yeah.
Right? So you're experiencing that. It's like actually beyond simultaneity.
Mm-hmm. It's oneness with all that is.
Yeah. And you're noticing also that you already know everything.
Yeah.
Like, you're noticing that there isn't a mind to, you know, get brought up about anything. The reason why that is because when your heart is whole, the mind is, right? So when your heart is the one that's in the lead, which is right now, you guys all have your hearts 1,000,000,000% here. It's like you're here in your heart and your angelic spirit. So the mind doesn't really have, it then becomes something that serves you like a tool. And you love it and adore it. And just like you would if you were a carpenter and you needed your hammer. Right? Yeah. Your hearts are so whole. You're noticing that you don't really have any questions right now. So your mind isn't actually active. It's like your heart is so here. You're so in this energy of unconditional, beautiful, never-ending, ever-present love. It just is. That your mind has no more conversation. It's your heart is whole here. It's beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah. It's most beautiful. I can feel my heart here. It's
Yeah, awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, let's bring our awareness up and let's ask guidance and the angels if they have any other messages for us as we embark on this new life. Oh, and I'm just going to tell you guys, my life will never be the same. So I'm so grateful to each and every one of you for the gift that you are to me and the gift that that is to everything and everyone and the gift that you are to everything and everyone by being and by being willing to go here. It's unbelievable. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, so let's bring our awareness up and let's just ask all the...
Can I share something before we do that?
Sure.
Because I think it might be important. This is Ava.
Hi.
I've struggled so much with having made myself wrong and even having made creation wrong, you know, everything related to Earth and, you know, even all of creation for even having come into, you know, form. And I've had a major experience of all that on Friday and major releasing and realizing how it was all a big misunderstanding. However, it was only today during this, you know, just the last gift that I realized I got the gift of knowing my purity, which is exactly the opposite. And the gift was that the angels were kneeling down and weeping at my purity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so beautiful.
And we have been waiting an eternity for this moment for you. Because you are more beautiful than anything you can even imagine. Wow.
Thank you.
And can you feel the gift of that purity?
Yes.
Will you give yourself the gift of this purity unbounded?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Everybody just take a deep breath. Breathing in the gift of your pure divine love and just the acknowledgement that, oh, I give it to myself overflowingly. Infinitely unbounded. There is no end to this love that I am, and I gift it infinitely. Like a flowing river that never ends. Thank you for sharing that, Ava. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, so let's bring our awareness up. Wow, into the this beautiful heavenly energy with all these angels. And let's just ask them, hey guys, how do we do? Oh my God, they're all in such celebration. Oh my God, you can feel like the celebrating and the laughing and the they're having like a huge heavenly party up there. And they want to honor each of you, because without one of you, this wouldn't have been the same. And so each of you, all that are listening now and here now, and all of you that will listen in the future, you have all played a part in this monumental shift for you and for the world. To know that you are the magnification of God's love for itself is beyond anything we could have ever hoped for this. And we are so filled with joy beyond joy and love beyond love. You are a gift beyond anything that we could ever give back to enough. Especially now in this moment, at this time, where you are. This is more than we could have ever hoped for or ever dreamed of. You have exceeded our wildest expectations. I want to thank each and every one of you. Wow. Carry this love in you. It is the gift that you are being. And as you be it, it is received by the world. Hold this gift as a sacred space inside of you, as a world that you give your love and your attention and your heart to, as a world that you visit as often as you can in every moment until it becomes the completeness of you. This is your sacred universe of love that is only yours as you receive it, that is all of ours to share. Thank you. Wow, thank you. I love you. We love you. Wow. We love you so much. Ooh, baby. Beautiful. Just breathing all that in, all that information and vibration. And they're also saying, let us have it be easy on you. Let it be easy on you. Let us help you. That was their last. Like, hold on, before you go. Can you remind them to let us help them? Okay, we're not going anywhere, but yeah. Let's take a deep breath. breathing all that in, accepting all the love, all the gifts, all the presence, all the being, all the energy of all of that that is, all that that is for you, the gifts, the vibration, the awareness, the knowing, the coming home.
Yes, I accept.
Yay! Thank you all very much. I love you infinitely. Have a beautiful day. All my love. Mwah.
Love you all.
Have a beautiful day.
Bye. Much love.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon, everyone.